world's largest airline is born.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Thursday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. And two companies are getting married on this Valentine's Day. American Airlines and U.S. Airways have announced they are merging into the world's largest airline. The official announcement came in this morning. The new airline will be called American Airlines and will be based in Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be run by the current CEO of U.S. Airways. We're joined now by representatives of both sides of the deal, Robert Isom, COO of U.S. Airways, and John Snook, Senior Vice President of Customer Service at American. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning, Jeremy. It's good to be here.
Well, so let me ask you first, Robert Isom, what is going to be the biggest change here for customers?
You know what? The biggest change for customers is going to be that they're going to have access to the world's largest network. They're going to be part of one world, which will be significantly increased in terms of size and scale. They will have connecting service through the best hubs in the United States, and they'll be able to enjoy the service that our customers at both U.S. Airways and American have come to know and enjoy. And let me hand the phone over to John and see if he wants to add anything to that as well.
Thanks very much. Well, I think Robert hit most of the high points, but certainly the scale of our network is really one of the biggest advantages that our customers will see. They'll be able to earn and burn frequent flyer miles on a much larger network than they previously were able to do and connect with the premier global alliance, One World, over 56 countries with American and, of course, with our partners around the world.
Well, one of the big criticisms of the current network right now for both U.S. Airways and American is that they don't have enough flights to Asia. So is that going to change? Are there going to be more direct flights from the United States to Asia?
Well, that's an excellent question. You know, we've been at American growing our presence in Asia gradually over recent years. And as you know, we have a large aircraft order book, including some very capable aircraft. We're the first carrier to receive the 777-300. That's going to give us capability to Asia. We're also going to be receiving the 787 at the end of 2014. That will also give us the ability to penetrate the primary and secondary markets in Asia. So while we don't have a specific joint schedule plan at this point in time, because we can't discuss those things at this moment, our expectation, at least from a standalone perspective at American, is that we'll be growing our presence over time. And combining with U.S. Airways will give us the ability to feed more customers into any Asian service that we have.
You think you're going to start flying back to India again?
Well, India is a market that we certainly think that there's opportunity in. And again, the bigger the network that is feeding any of these international services, the greater chance you have of making it successful. So that scale and breadth of service is really important to provide broader international service.
And Robert Isom, one of the big concerns when two big airlines get together is that the hubs will disappear, which is going to have a big economic impact on the cities they're in. You can just talk to the people in St. Louis or Cleveland about that.
Well, you know, the great thing about joining U.S. Airways and American together is that there's so little overlap in our route networks and system. We have over 900 different routes. And you know what? There's only 12 different city pairs that really overlap in that whole set.
But you do have New York and Philadelphia right next to each other.
So do you have New York and Philadelphia together, which are both very strong and important for, you know, different reasons. You know, New York is such an important gateway to the world. And, you know, Philadelphia for U.S. Airways has been equally important in being able to access so many different cities within Europe. Combining our networks, especially into Europe, adds a lot to both carriers. So it really is a big thing overall. And when we take a look at some of the value that comes out of the merger, we're able to join U.S. Airways' strong East Coast presence with Americans' global reach. And it's going to mean great things for our customers.
Robert Isom, COO and Executive Vice President of U.S. Airways, and John Snook, the Senior Vice President of Customer Service at American. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Just a couple of months ago, I interviewed billionaire investor Warren Buffett, who detailed his love of fast food.
I got a sausage McMuffin in the morning. Sometimes I get two of them, and I put the sausage parts together, and I call that a sausage McBuffet.
Sounds tasty. Well, Buffett announced this morning that his company, Berkshire Hathaway, will team up with a Brazilian-backed investment firm to buy H.J. Heinz, the ketchup maker. The price tag, just over $23 billion. Tracy Samuelson reports.
For many people, Heinz means one thing, ketchup. But it actually started with horseradish way back in 1869. The company added the Red Magic, as they later called ketchup, a few years after. So even though they're still best known for that iconic glass bottle of Heinz 57, they do a lot more. Erin Lash is an analyst for Morningstar.
If you were over in the UK, for instance, Heinz baked beans is extremely popular.
Plus there's sauces, soups, pasta meals. Lash says 60% of sales come from outside the U.S., and that diverse customer base is likely part of the appeal for Berkshire Hathaway.
Heinz has expansive global scale, and they have a very strong brand portfolio. And beyond that, the firm generates a boatload of cash.
Profit margins are strong, she says. That, combined with its iconic brand and long history, make it just the kind of company Buffett likes. He's reportedly been keeping an eye on Heinz since the 1980s. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Well, President Obama will be in Atlanta today talking about his plans to pump more federal dollars into education. But many school districts around the country are not waiting for the cash. They're just borrowing money. For details, we're joined by Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what are these school districts doing to get the cash they need?
Well, you know, Jeremy, on Wall Street and finance, you have to have an acronym.
Right.
So these are called CABs. And it's not the cab that you hail on the street corner in New York City. It's a capital appreciation bond.
Huh.
So you're a school district and you need to, you need to do some remodeling, right? You borrow $105 million or so in that range. And then over the next 25, 40 years, you're going to end up paying back $1 billion.
For a $105 million loan.
Up front. So it has a balloon payment, you know, many years down the road, might start kicking in at year 25, might not kick in until year 30. But again, because of the power of compound interest, these loans are incredibly expensive on future generations, not the current generation, not the current taxpayers, not the current students, but on the future.
So that sounds almost as stupid to me as going to one of those payday lenders on the corner.
This does not pass the smell test, Jeremy. This is a bad idea. And when you look through the school districts that are doing that, it's mostly school districts in California, and you look what they're doing, here's what they're saying. We promised our taxpayers we wouldn't raise their taxes.
Yeah.
And we need to build a new high school, or we need to remodel our schools. And then these financial advisors came to us and say there's a painless way to do this.
But the thing is, it's not painless, though, for that generation that is already being told it's not going to get the same Social Security benefits as everybody else. It's not going to get the same Medicare benefits as everybody else. And now you're saying, and here's a bill for $1 billion for something that's only going to cost $100 million.
Well, you know, I'm a boomer.
It's all your fault, Chris.
It's all our fault. You know, boomer finance these days is, hey, we got ours. And we're passing the bill on a lot of things. And you mentioned some important ones. You know, there are promises that have been made that can't be met without saddling future taxpayers with enormous bills. But the thing is, you have to be responsible about it. And I think a lot of this innovative finance on Wall Street, particularly once it enters the political arena, is irresponsible finance.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And finally, to a new study from a company called Trustware that says we're not being very careful with our online security. Apparently, the most common password used by global businesses is password one. And I'm guessing when the company makes those people change their passwords, the most common password will be password 2. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.